Christmas time is here. Everybody knows.
Hello, everyone. Stu from Bonkers for Bourbon podcast. It is the season for food, family, and friends. Oh, yeah, and bourbon, of course. Join me on this series. I'll be doing 12 bourbon reviews for Christmas leading up to Christmas Eve. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Now it's getting closer. I can't wait.
Merry Christmas out there. My name is Stu and I am Bonkers for Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning in to day 9 of our 12 bourbon reviews before Christmas. We're getting there. It's getting there. And today we have yet another listener-submitted sample. Thank you, Don. As always, Don's a great guy. Today we'll be reviewing Cooper's Craft Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey 82.2 proof from Brown-Forman. Let's get into it. All right, this is why I really love doing this channel, not only just because I like to do it, but I like getting to try bourbons I would have maybe not necessarily tried if I hadn't been doing this, because I think I've seen this bottle on the shelf before, haven't really given it a second thought, but after doing a little research and inquiry about it, I think it is kind of cool. So let's kind of get into a little bit about this particular bourbon. It is from Brown-Forman, you know, the makers of Old Forester, for example. And this one reads just off of their website. The barrels make the bourbon. That's why we make the barrels. Crafting great bourbon starts with the barrel. After all, half of the whiskey's flavor and all of its color come from the barrel. At Cooper's Craft, we raise our own barrels by hand, then toast and char them to bring out the unique characteristics of our bourbon. What matters most, we do ourselves. So this particular bourbon is kind of crafted to be a part for the barrel makers in their cooperage. I thought that was kind of neat. It goes on to read, since 1945, we've remained the only major distiller to own a new barrel cooperage and raise our own barrels, allowing us to complete control of the bourbon making process from start to finish. Our master coopers rely on our proprietary toasting and barrel making process to deliver unique and award-winning bourbons ranging from light and gentle to bold and complex. Coopering is a highly skilled tradecraft passed down from one generation of master coopers to the next. Because the barrel contributes over 50% of our bourbon's flavor and 100% of its color, making quality barrels, what coopers call raising, is essential to crafting quality bourbon. So Brown-Forman, you know, you're familiar with Old Forester, Woodford Reserve, that kind of a thing. I'm guesstimating that it's going to taste along those lines. 82.2 proof, I think, is a little interesting. I'm curious as to why it is that proofage. Not sure. Maybe that was the sweet spot. Have no idea. But I have a glass poured, and let's take a look at it. It is a little light, on the lighter side. Kind of a lighter amber color. Makes sense given the proofage. Let's get into the nose. So I'm getting a citrus note there, almost like lemon. Kind of lemony. A little bit of the oak. To go back to this, I guess they actually filter this through beech and birch charcoal. I think that's interesting. So a little extra, you know, filtration goes on. Kind of like Jack Daniels, I guess, but Jack Daniels uses the maple wood. Or sweet maple, yeah. Let's get into tasting this. If you drink along with me, I say be true to yourself, screw other people think, and drink more. Merry Christmas and cheers out there. Interesting. Oh, nothing like bourbon tonight on an empty stomach. All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even at 82.2 on an empty stomach, it's going on down. Let's see, I can feel... Exactly. Yeah, feeling like my entire esophagus and stomach. All right, secular taste, because why not? You know, it's 82.2 proof. Price on this is a little light on price. Flavor-wise, do I dare say if our bourbon is refreshing? And what I mean by that is the flavor is a little muted. It's not too big, you know, the proofage is low, but it's got some a crispness to it that is quite nice, actually, towards the end. I did get a kind of a citrus note in the nose, and I think that does kind of carry through in the flavor. I get almost like a lemony orange citrus flavor in the back end. In the beginning of the palate is very weak flavor-wise, and it starts to build a little bit through the middle to the end. But in the middle, you start to get kind of this sweet honey kind of flavor to it, and then it kind of gets more into these citrus flavors towards the back. Get a little bit of spiciness as well. Take another taste. Yeah, citrusy. That's quite nice, actually. Yeah, you don't really start tasting until the middle of your palate. The initial offering is very muted in the beginning of the palate. Start to taste kind of the sweet honey, maybe butterscotch flavor in the middle, and it kind of does build a little bit towards the end into like a citrus orange lemon with a little bit of spiciness that could be kind of rye. It's not necessarily baking spice, maybe a little bit of rye spice. That could also be kind of the toasted oak or coming from the toasted charcoals they filter it through. Take another taste. Really easy to drink, and that's how I kind of get the refreshing aspect. It's a lower proofage. I think the citrus notes kind of aid into that refreshment of it. So I wonder if this would be a bourbon that would be kind of good to have in the summer. And given the price point, anywhere from around $20 to $30 or so, it's one that you won't really worry about, you know, putting on ice or mixing in a cocktail. So for what it is, price to flavor, I think it's quite good. Now, is it the best I've ever had, or is it the best I've even had in this series that I've done so far? No, it's not. But for what it is, I'm actually quite impressed with this. I was almost expecting to taste like a weaker old Forester or Woodford Reserve. I'm honestly not getting that. I'm not being reminded of old Forester. In fact, I'd almost say that this particular bottle is better than just generic Old Forester, like the 86 proof Old Forester. Too much banana flavoring in the old, just the standard Old Forester. Now you get into the Whiskey Rose series, like the 1920, the 1910, that kind of a thing. Yeah, no question, those are way better. But as far as a standard Old Forester compared to this one, I would pick this one over the Old Forester. Not bad at all. I'm gonna kill my glass, actually. Yeah, I'm not getting any, you know, again, proofage is a little low. I'm not getting any ethanol. I'm not getting any shudder, you know, that you might get from a lower cost bourbon. The finish is quite clean. Other than my first taste on an empty stomach, I'm not getting the Kentucky hug, the warming sensation, except for the first one, of course. It is not lingering on my palate in a bad way at all. Really clean, crisp, refreshing. Those are the kind of the adjectives and notes I have for this one. Really good. Hey, I suggest actually picking this up, guys. If you haven't tried it and you're maybe looking at an Old Forester product or a Woodford Reserve, I'd probably pick this one up over a standard Old Forester or even a, maybe even a Woodford Reserve, potentially. Just for something different. I think I could try this on the rocks, quite honestly. You can see how that would be. So that might be my next drink tonight, would be having it on the rocks. Huh. Well, thank you, Don. Really appreciate it, bud. Let's get into the ratings. Value-wise, yeah, I'm going to probably look for this on the shelves. $20 to $30, I think that's great value for what you're getting. Based on the flavor I've just had now, unless, you know, somewhere down the road it tastes differently, which I'm assuming it's not going to. Value? I'm giving this an A for value. I am. I think an A for value at that low price, I think that this bourbon is pretty good. And then with the lower proofage as well, you know, I think this is a bourbon you could buy someone who's maybe new to bourbon or introduce to someone who's new to bourbon. A for value. Flavor. Let's get into flavor. You know, it's not huge flavors, but again, I'm kind of going off of what it really is. And for flavor, I'm giving this a solid B. B as in boy. B for flavor. A for value. That's really good for a bottle that typically will cost $20 to $30. Buffalo Trace, watch out, maybe, huh? Not bad at all. I do like the story behind it, you know, crafting it for the barrel makers, the Coopers, and the Cooperage. Is that what it'd be? Would they be called Coopers? Yeah, whatever. Kind of a cool concept. So check it out, Cooper's Craft. They also make a 100-proof expression, so I might maybe check that out as well. A little bit higher of a proofage as well. Very nice, Brown-Forman. Very nice. So, it's Saturday. Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. I will see you tomorrow. That's Sunday. Getting closer to Christmas. Get your shopping done. We actually went through the mall today. That was a mistake. We were going to go to the gym. Our gym is right next to Alderwood Mall in Lynwood. And that was a mistake. Yeah, every single spot was taken. Getting through probably took us an hour, hour and a half just to get through the mall area. And we ended up not stopping. We're just like, the heck with this. Not stopping. That was fun. Anyway, remember, without bourbon's the point. Keep getting those bourbon gains. I'll see you in the next episode. That's tomorrow for day 10. 3 more reviews. 10, 11, and 12. Until Christmas Eve. Cheers and Merry Christmas out there.